So, welcome to Adelaide Chronicles. And Adelaide Chronicles is a platform, a podcasting platform, and here on Kaurna land, sovereignty never ceded. And I'm sitting here with three people that I'd really like you to introduce yourself and say why you're here and why you're wanting to do this podcast. So, shall we start with you, Marion?
Okay, Marion Martin, local resident for a long time, 25 years. Part of SWECA, Southwest City Community Association, and the first coordinator of the Southwest Community Centre.
I'm Susan Collins, I'm the chair of Southwest City Community Association, and we've been down in the city for some time now and use the community centre quite a lot.
I'm Jeff Collins, I'm on the committee of SWECA as well. And have lived down in the city for about 14 years in the southwest corner and grew to love it, and we'd like to see it remain.
It was formed back in 2012 with the advent of the new planning regulations that started to pop up at the time. We needed a voice down here in the southwest, particularly for our community, our residents, and the small businesses and visitors as well. It looked like the land down in this area for the city was a little less expensive, shall we say, for developers, and therefore we were exposed to large-scale development unless we actually had a voice, and that's why it was formed. Since then, we've obviously embraced the idea of community generally, and as a result of that, we've come to talk to you today about beloved Adelaide Southwest Community Centre, which is run by the council.
And so what's happening to it?
Well, the lease is going to finish at the end of February with no option of extension. We've known this is going to happen for a couple of years, and we flagged with council to prepare for finding an alternate site. And in August 2 years ago, the council made a decision that they would maintain a community centre as close as possible to the current situation west of Morford Street for the community. And it really did grow out of an initial lot of work around the year 2000. Yvonne Patterson from council worked with locals about identifying the issues that they most wanted to take some action on. Out of that process, little working parties were formed, and then they would come together every 2 months, sometimes every month, to report back to each other and see the progress in their community. When they heard of a library, they thought, wow, we'll have meeting space, because the central library was being devolved to 6 small libraries. However, fairly quickly council understood this was going to be too expensive an exercise, and the Southwest heard they would miss out. Since that time, the locals, because many were involved in strengthening their community, kept talking to council staff, and out of that process they were then offered a community centre, which naturally is much less expensive than running a library. And so the locals embraced that, worked hard to find a place, a local architect donated his time to redesign the innards. People visited other centres to find out what makes a good centre, and then continued to help in terms of staffing it with their volunteer contribution. So out of that, it grew out of a community need of saying, welcome everyone, facilitate the process of getting to know each other, who knows what, who can help how. And so the centre is the crux of a two-way relationship, rather than providing a service. I do this for you and I don't expect anything else. It's rather the mindset of, wow, this is our community, let's work together. And that's what we're really concerned about, losing a place as compared to, can you access a computer somewhere, or inoculations or whatever it is.
So when you say working together, you mean with council or with the community?
Well, the community and council. Mm. It's a two-way process. I'm not saying every person who goes into the community centre ends up doing something for somebody else, but the mindset that becomes created is that people link to each other and share information, make suggestions, become friends, do other activities outside of the centre together with those they've met in the centre.
Part of the problem to me too though is that I think the communities had the expectation that council in the background accepted that they were going to find a replacement, and we assumed they were doing something about it. But then out of the blue, this Your Say document appeared, which virtually blindsided us. We found out about it the day after the consultation started, and they've actually asked the community what benefits they think it provides, when they clearly knew and had committed to maintaining a community centre. So it was very frustrating. You know, we thought we were working with council. Mm. When this came out, I think that became debatable. We're not even too sure why they're running this, unless it is to provide them with a method of fragmenting the services and quite possibly disposing of the community centre.
We'd also managed to contact various people in the council over the 2 years, since we found out that the community centre was sold and the council didn't buy it. So we've approached the CEO, we've approached various people on various levels, the Lord Mayor, and we've heard nothing. So we assumed things were bubbling along under the surface. If we ever did hear anything, it was always encouraging, such as, don't worry about it, everything's in hand. Well, it's not. There is no substitute for the community centre that we can find out now, and therefore there's our concern. And as Geoffrey said, the document that's now out on Your Say is a needs analysis, I guess, if anything else. It's not saying, do you want a community centre? It's saying, what do you want in it? And you can only pick 3 out of 9, and what happens to the other 6? Are they just going to not look at those? It's not a good document at all to find out what our community needs. Our community needs our centre as it is, and perhaps bigger and better, but it does not need any less than what it is already.
So what did they envisage would happen? Do you know?
No, we don't. Not really.
They haven't told us, but I get the impression that they're hoping we'll go away.
Oh.
However, having said that, we have approached council at various levels in the recent times since this all came up bubbling to the surface, and we've had very favourable discussions with a number of the councillors, and I feel that they're on our side, if we can say that. They are sympathetic. But with COVID and all the problems with the budgets and God knows what else, it's just a worry as to what will happen to us.
It's just an excuse.
Yeah, well, it could tend to be one, yes.
And our hope is that when council is asked to make a decision on whatever it is they will be asked to make a decision, that by October, council administration will be able to give them some viable options of, these are properties that could be suitable, possibly for rental, possibly to buy, possibly whatever. We don't want to start this late in the process to say, well, should we explore the option of a community centre? Be saying, these are your options. For a community centre.
And that's what we think this Your Say document does. It's asking that question, not the one that really needs to be asked, which is, where are we going to have our new community centre? Which is more to the point.